Welcome back to In Conversation on 1050 CHUM. I'm your host, Kathy Sabokin. My guest today is Ryder Stevens. Ryder has practiced prayer to resolve conflict, sometimes in very difficult circumstances. He was a Christian Science chaplain and a colonel with the U.S. Army. Ryder is a published author. He has a master's in divinity and a BA in biology, and Ryder's been involved in a long list of international conferences. He joins us on the phone from his home in Auburn, Washington. And Ryder's talking to us today because he's going to be in Toronto on Saturday, December 1st from 2 to 3 at the Ontario Institute for Studies and Education. That's at 252 Bloor Street West. He's giving a free lecture. There's free parking, free childcare as well. The lecture is called Christian Science, Healing Light of Revelation. Walk away with a practical method of prayer and an expectation to feel the light of God's love, maybe even experience a healing. And Ryder, so I just want to know, from you, first of all, the lecture is free, and that's rather unusual in this day and age. Why would the lecture be free?
Well, you know, the branch church members want to give this as a gift to the community. They're not out to convert anyone. They're not out to hit anyone up for money or contribution. They feel that the information that Christian Science has to share, that everyone has a relationship to God, and that they can work at it, and that they feel that they can give them some tools to help work at that, is the reason they want people to come. And it doesn't make a difference what denomination or lack of denomination or background or lack of background you have, you know, your age, your education, your economic, you know, anyone and everyone is thoroughly invited, because everyone has a relationship to their Father, Mother, God, and it needs to be nurtured. It is the most holy and intimate relationships that will nurture you in just wonderful ways.
Now, have you had people from the general public come to your lectures who've not had any experience at all with Christian Science?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think they would have a wonderful time. My personal lecture style is very conversational. And little sparks of humor here and there. And I try to really make things practical and straightforward. So that's what they can expect. They also can expect, if they have questions, to get support and people to mentor and nurture them in their walk with God from the branch church members who are there.
You also mentioned, we were just chatting a bit in between there on our own, about someone who came who had a hearing problem, who left without a hearing problem.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Well, apparently this gentleman came who had been having hearing issues for over 10 years. And he came to a lecture that I gave out in California, and at the end of the lecture realized he had no more hearing problems. And he wrote me a very lovely note about being healed during that lecture. And this happens not only at my Christian Science lectures, but the entire board of lectureship lectures, and there's going to be a couple more in the Toronto area. You know, people can go to these lectures and expect to be healed during the lecture.
Anyone, be it if your background was Catholic or any background whatsoever.
Right. It's just a gift from the branch church to the community, that they feel it's really important to share this with the community for everyone's benefit, and so anyone can come and expect to be healed. All they have to do is just open up their heart and let God's love touch them, and they can be healed.
Is Christian Science non-denominational?
Well, the church is the Church of Christ Science.
Right.
The practice of Christian Science healing is non-denominational. You do not have to be a member of church to be healed. In fact, I have somewhat of a history of healing people who are clergy of other churches. So, you know, it's non-denominational.
Just because that's your particular gift?
I wouldn't say it's my particular gift.
You're a trained practitioner.
Well, I am a full-time Christian Science practitioner, but what I think what it is in terms of other clergy is that in my life experience, I've had a lot of exposure with folks, and when they, then through friendships and whatnot, when they were meeting physical problems, they called me for help. I had a real dear friend who's an Episcopal priest, and she went in and had some tests, and they wanted her, it was a Friday, and they said they were concerned about her having breast cancer. And they wanted her to come back, indications from some tests where that this was a definite possibility. So she called me for Christian Science treatment because she was going back in Monday for further tests. And so I prayed for her for 3 days over the weekend, and I gave her some things from the Bible to read. And she went in for a test on Monday, and all the test results came back entirely different from the test that they took on Friday. And there was no issue.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
God does good work. We just have to get out of the way and let it happen. And that's the real issue for us, is that sometimes, the sin of Adam in Genesis 2, and that's not a creation story. It's a story about wanting to be like God instead of being content to be God-like. And that's one of the things we get into. We get so busy running around trying to create our own kingdom of heaven by either acquiring things or living in a certain place or whatnot, that we don't really relish the sacredness of this relationship that we have with God, and that God made us unique and spiritual, whole and holy. And if we can learn to truly bathe and immerse ourselves in that love, that spiritual reality, all kinds of things are possible.
Ryder, I'm going to give out this information again. You're going to be giving your lecture in Toronto on Saturday, December 1st, first Saturday in December. It's from 2 to 3 in the afternoon at the Ontario Institute for Studies and Education. That's at 252 Bloor Street West. The lecture is free. It's a gift. The lecture is called Christian Science, Healing Light of Revelation. Walk away with a practical method of prayer and expectation to feel the light of God's love. For more information, call 416-924-3636. That's 416-924-3636. If you'd like to learn more about Christian Science, tune in to 1050 CHUM every Sunday at 1:30 for the Christian Science Sentinel Radio Edition. It's also on the internet at www.1050chum.com. And there are Christian Science church services at First Church Toronto, 196 George Street. You can also check out the First Church Toronto Reading Room. It's open all during the week and weekends. The website is www.firstchurchtoronto.com. As well, there's a Fifth Church on Chatsworth Drive. There's a First Church Scarborough and a First Church Etobicoke. Some good websites, spirituality.com and csmonitor.com, as in Christian Science Monitor.com. I read a lot of articles, Ryder, preparation, talking to you, and they're very interesting. A lot of stuff out there.
Yeah, there is.
Now, is your background, were you in another sort of religion or faith earlier in your life?
I was in the Church of Jim Beam. My father was an
Church
alcoholic.
Church of Jim Beam.
Yeah. My father was an alcoholic, and my mother was a codependent alcoholic. As their marriage unraveled, my mom went back to Christian Science, and that's when I started having exposure to it. And I was somewhere probably along in college where I decided this was really important to me.
And then you just all started from there and just kept going.
Yeah. I think if you would have told me when I was 17 that this is the path I was going to end up on, I think you would have had to pick me up off the ground laughing. I just didn't see that.
Well, what did you like so much about it? What drew you there?
I think it's this idea that I had a relationship with my father, mother, God, and that I felt nurtured in that. And that was very, very important to me and made a real big impression on me. And it had a practicality. As a young man, I played athletics, and I found that the teachings of Christian Science helping me with athletics. And I eventually figured out how I could apply this to schoolwork. And lo and behold, I even figured out how you could apply it to relationships. I figured only God could miraculously help me with girls.
And did he?
Yes.
He, she, yeah. Because God is non-gender, as you've
That's
explained.
Right.
So how did God help you with your relationships at such a young age?
I think I had a better understanding of my completeness and my wholeness. And when I really started working from that standpoint, I didn't think so much about what I was going to get out of a relationship, but what I was going to give to a relationship. And so I just had an entirely different orientation. so that was just really helpful. And I learned to know myself and what was really important to me. So I've been married for 24 years. We have one son who's a junior in university. And so...
Congratulations.
Yeah. And my wife tells me she's going to keep me, so this is all a good thing.
This is good. No, I was also just talking to some friends about our conversation that we'd be having, and they said, ask Ryder, how do we find our purpose in life? Now, you said that you found it, Eddie, you're young, you were a teen, and you found this direction, but how do we find our purpose in life? That's a very broad, general question, but I think we all ponder that at times.
Well, I think sometimes when we think about that, we want to know an address of our business location and where our office is going to be and what we're going to be doing.
Yes.
You know, the one overarching thing that all of us are engaged in is working at our relationship with God and learning to share it with all mankind. And when we start from that standpoint of what we're going to give, then I think we think in different parameters about life. Instead of sitting down and deciding, what investment plans, from what jobs, those are all practical things that will come along. But I think when we really work at purifying our motives in life and for them to have a sense of substance to them, and a sense of being beyond ourselves and not superficial, then we can find those things that really nurture our heart and really want to do things.
Well, when you say purifying motives, do you mean expressing higher qualities like joy?
Yeah.
If we focus on joy, love, feeling alive, motives?
Yeah, I think purifying motives are those things that are when we seek to, bless others, and we seek to do things that they are blessing one another. I had an experience, I gave a talk in Farmington, New Mexico. And I was driving from there to Santa Fe, and it was a Sunday afternoon, and it was snowy. And I stopped. It was snowing really bad. I mean, it was on the highway, you could do about 15, 20 miles an hour. It was just windy and coming down something fierce. So I stopped at a fast food restaurant, and there was a fellow from the nearby Native American reservation who was there on the sidewalk, and he was obviously inebriated. And that day I'd been reading the gospel where Jesus says, when I was hungry, you gave me no food. And they asked him, the disciples asked him, well, Jesus, when was this? And he says, when you do this for any of my little ones, you do this for me. And I'd been studying that day, and I went inside, and instead of getting one hamburger, I got two. Instead of getting one cup of coffee, I got two. So I went back outside, and the reservation police were talking to this guy. And I just tapped him on the shoulder, and I said, I bought this for my brother. And they looked at him, they looked at me and your brother, and I said, trust me. Dad told me he's my brother, Dad being my father, mother, God. And I gave that to the guy, and I really prayed to see that, he didn't have to be impaired in any way. He didn't have to be impaired by alcohol. He didn't have to be impaired by how he identified himself. So I got in my car, and the fellow came up to my window and knocked on the window, and he said, I was thinking of running from the police. And I said, well, you could do that. I said, but you can't run from the dignity of God that resides within you. And he just looked at me, and he said, you really think so? And I said, I know so. And that's just one of those instances where you just try and lift others up a little bit.
My guest is Ryder Stevens, a published author. He has a master's in divinity and a BA in biology, and Ryder's been involved in a long list of international conferences as well. He was a Christian Science chaplain and a colonel with the U.S. Army. He's now a Christian Science practitioner and lecturer. He's going to be in Toronto on Saturday, December 1st, from 2 to 3 at the Ontario Institute for Studies and Education. That's at 252 Bloor Street West. It's free lecture, free parking, free childcare. The lecture's called Christian Science, Healing Light of Revelation. Walk away with a practical method of prayer, an expectation to feel the light of God's love, even possibly receive a healing. For more information, 416-924-3636. That's 416-924-3636. 724-3636. If you'd like to learn more about Christian Science, tune in to 1050 CHUM every Sunday at 1:30 for the Christian Science Sentinel Radio Edition. It's also on the internet at www.1050chum.com. Writer, I'm just wondering, I'm just reading this little book right now about creating abundance in life. And here are some tips the book gives me. I just wanted your opinion. I focus on what I love and thus draw it to me, and other energy will follow through, like love energy, like good things.
Well, yeah, I kind of struggle with some of those terms because I don't know the context in which they're bringing them. I try and think more of that, that love, all love comes from God, and that we reflect it.
Okay.
And so I pray on how I can best reflect God's love and express that. And I know that in the giving, I'll receive. And that's kind of the way I go about it. I don't have much of a tendency to pray for things.
Mm-hmm.
I have a much more tendency to pray for the quality of God's love in my life and feeling it and having the humility and the gratitude to see it and give thanks for it. I think gratitude is the most important thing that anoints our hearts in prayer. And so when I like to start out, especially when I have difficult things to pray about, with just really immersing myself in that oil of gratitude.
So, Ryder, you'll be in Toronto on Saturday, December 1st, and will people be able to come and talk to you and meet you and bring forth questions?
Well, absolutely. My talk actually goes for about 50, 55 minutes, and then I take a short break because I know some people have things to go to and things to do, and then I entertain questions in the open forum, and then I'll also, when I'm done with that, I'll entertain questions from individuals, and I also give people a chance to, get my email address or phone number if they have anything else they want to talk about.
And we talked a lot about Christian Science healing, and if someone has specific questions on that, they can come forth as well on that day.
Absolutely. We love the opportunity to talk with them.
So that's Saturday, December 1st from 2 to 3. It's at the Ontario Institute for Studies in Education. Meet Ryder Stevens, 252 Bloor Street West. Free lecture, free parking, free childcare. Lecture is called Christian Science Healing Light of Revelation. Walk away with a practical method of prayer and an expectation to feel the light of God's love. For more information, 416-924-3636. I'm Kathy Spoken, and you've been listening to In Conversation on 1050.